We've been discovering so many wonderful truths from the Word of God about the daily Christian life. You know, walking with Christ really is a daily matter. And this emphasis, frankly, is a good reminder that I need. I need the Lord every day. And every day there are principles I must apply in my walk with Him. One irony of the Christian life is that it is not about life only, it's about death. You know, it's interesting, but if you want to live, you have to die. When you study the Christian faith, you find, first of all, the death of Christ. How do we enter into eternal life? It's through Christ's death. He died for our sins on Calvary. And so there is that death. Then you come to the end of life. And what is there? There's physical death. Death comes because of sin. But for a believer, that death is not the end. It's a doorway into that life that we will have with God in eternity. Oh, isn't it wonderful to think that death simply precedes our entrance into heaven. But when I'm talking about dying today, I'm not talking about either of those deaths. In fact, I'm talking about a dying that must happen over and over and over again. I'm talking about a daily dying. Let's let the Lord Jesus express it in His own words. Luke chapter 9, verse number 23, Jesus says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." What's the cross? The cross was an instrument of death. I'm not trying to sound morbid at all today, but I want you to know that daily dying has become one of the most wonderful truths I've ever learned. And I'm still learning it every day. I am learning that only through death to self do we allow Christ to live His victorious life through us. If you want to come after Christ, then you're going to have to pick up your cross. And if you want to follow the Lord Jesus, then you're going to have to take up that cross every day of your life. William Borden is a hero of mine. He died when he was only 25 years of age. He was the heir of the Borden milk fortune, but he gave it all away to become a missionary. He died at a very young age. His biography, Borden of Yale, changed my life many years ago. William Borden, in his private journal, his private notebook, once wrote these words, "In every man's heart, there's a throne and a cross. If Christ is on the throne, self is on the cross. And if self, even a little bit, is on the throne, Jesus is on the cross in that man's heart." In other words, what he was saying was, somebody dies and somebody lives. Well, I want you to know today, Christ is worthy of the throne. He's worthy of it. And if Christ is worthy of the throne, that means that we must take the cross. The Apostle Paul, arguably the greatest Christian that ever lived, testified of this same truth in 1 Corinthians 15:31 when he said these three words, "I die daily." Now, certainly in the immediate context, he was facing daily peril. There were people that tried to kill him every day. Every day he lived on the edge of eternity. That's a great realization for all of us to know that we indeed are near to eternity. But Paul also knew the spiritual reality. He understood what it was to live as a dead man. Because in the verses that follow, it's clear that his eyes were on eternity and not on this world. Only the cross can do that. You see, when you come to the cross, your ambition dies. Your ideas have to die. The self-life has to die. I find it interesting that Paul's reference to daily dying comes in the chapter on the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. You see, death is the way to life. Do you want resurrection power? Then you must learn today to die to self. That's why Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, "that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." You see, lots of people want the power of His resurrection without being made conformable unto His death. The cross is the doorway to the empty tomb. Let's apply that. An old preacher by the name of Lester Roloff once said it this way. He said, "The first thing I do every morning when I get out of bed is jump in the grave." That's a humorous way of saying that he had to die every day. He had to die every morning in order for Christ to live through him. The secret to daily living is daily dying. My life verse is Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. It says this, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Friend, you don't try to die. You don't work at dying. No, you just yield. You pick up your cross, you give up yourself, and you recognize you're no longer your own. You no longer have the right to plan your own future, and you yield to death. And may I say that the secret to the victorious Christian life is just that. It is to begin every day meditating on this truth, that when Christ died, I died with Him. And when He was crucified, I was crucified with Him. And now Jesus Christ lives inside of me. Could I challenge you to do this? Before you get out of bed every day, say something like this: Lord, I take my cross. I count myself a dead man. I'm yours. Live your life through me today. I tell you that the truth of union with Christ in His death, and then union with Christ in His resurrection power, it opens the doorway to a life that so many people never discover. There was a book that years ago someone put in my hands that changed my life. It was called They Found the Secret. V. Raymond Edmond wrote that book, and it was a biographical sketch of a handful of great Christians in history, men and women from different backgrounds, who all discovered the same secret. Now, they articulated it differently, their experiences were different, but the bottom line was this: they all discovered that the secret to the victorious Christian life was in death to self and being filled with the Holy Spirit and allowing Jesus Christ to live His life through them. Oh, my friend, my prayer for you today is that you and I both will find the same secret. It's an open secret. God's not hiding it from us. In fact, many times we just ignore it altogether. It's right in the Word of God. It is this truth: if any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I'm praying for you today, my friend, that today will be the day of your death, spiritually speaking, that today you'll die to self and the life of Jesus Christ will be lived through you, because that is the daily Christian life.